This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and we're going to begin today with a growing controversy around the largely unregulated fantasy sports industry and questions about a multi-million dollar Boston-based company called DraftKings. At issue are allegations that sound a lot like insider trading, that company employees have been placing bets and profiting using inside information. Joining us now from the Boston Globe is Kurt Woodward. He's an editor at Beta Boston, the Globe's tech and innovation website. And Kurt, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
A pleasure.
Before we get into the specifics of what's going on here, for folks out there who might not know how this industry works, tell us what fantasy sports are all about.
It's basically a way to pretend to be the manager of a professional sports team. So, you know, you pick from a fantasy roster of real-life players, people who are on a bunch of different teams, assemble kind of your own all-star team, and then you compete against other people. Each of those players is awarded a certain number of points for the kind of statistical performance they put up in their real-life games, and whoever gets the most points in the fantasy league based on those stats Can win.
So this week, DraftKings, a Boston-based fantasy sports company, and FanDuel, based in New York, released statements defending their integrity. So tell us what happened here.
It's a really specific kind of insidery thing, but what it at bottom revolves around is the fact that employees at these companies are not allowed to play the fantasy sports contests that their employers put together, right? But they are allowed to play on competing websites. And so it's relatively standard in this industry. You know, a guy who works at DraftKings will, put together some lineups on a competing website, FanDuel, and some of them win quite a bit of money doing that. So what ended up happening is that a fellow who works at DraftKings, who won $350,000on the weekend's NFL games, he also that same weekend accidentally released some data about who the most popular players were, released it a little early. This caused people who are playing fantasy sports to wonder if that meant this fella had access to this insider information while he was putting his lineup together.
I see.
DraftKings says that is not the case, however.
So DraftKings says that's not the case. But there's quite a bit. So this guy won $350,000. So that's an indication about of just how big a deal this is. I mean, so if there's allegations of, you know, what is or isn't insider information, this is potentially a pretty big deal.
Yeah, and he won $350K for second place, I should say.
Oh, my God.
There's daily fantasy sports, which is what these are called, are kind of like traditional fantasy sports on steroids, if you forgive the term there. They make contests that turn over every week or maybe every day instead of lasting for several months, the length of a sports season. The upshot of that is that there are tons and tons of contests. They happen faster. There are more of them. And with that volume, you can award more money.
Hmm. So, Kurt, the two companies involved, DraftKings and FanDuel, don't allow their employees to bet on the sites they work for. And this morning, both companies have temporarily banned their employees from betting on other sites. Will that put an end to this controversy and questions?
Well, it's hard to say. As some analysts in the industry have said, this couldn't have come at a worse time. There are politicians from, you know, in various parts of the country who are interested in taking a look at the legal foundations of this. Under federal law, fantasy sports are essentially a legalized form of gambling. Most online gambling is banned in the United States by federal law. There's a specific exemption for fantasy sports. This particular brand of daily fantasy sports moves a lot faster and has, you know, only come up in the past few years. The law in question was around 2006. So, you know, there are already some folks who maybe have some constituents in the gambling industry, the more mainstream gambling industry, who are interested in looking at the regulation on this. The fact that there's a bit of a controversy over, you know, the insiders betting on other sites, playing on other sites, it just brings a lot of negative attention to them at a time when, you know, folks are looking closer.
Yeah, it might provide fuel for those who would like to see more regulations on this industry, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's possible. You know, and the thing to be very clear about is the fact that, you know, taking, you know, the company's statements on their face, DraftKings has said, look, this the information in question here, this guy just, he accidentally posted a blog post a couple hours early. But they said that in their investigation, he didn't even learn this information about who were the most popular players to be drafted. He didn't learn it until 40 minutes after the NFL game started, which meant that he couldn't have changed his lineups based on it.
So, I see. All right. Well, that's Kurt Woodward. He's an editor at Beta Boston, the Boston Globe's tech and innovation site, talking about questions of what amounts to allegations of insider trading at DraftKings. Kurt, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Always.
Listeners, stay with us. Coming up, the head of the Mass Maritime Academy on the tragic sinking of the cargo ship El Faro. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.